I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Turkey's runoff presidential election will be on May 28th. Some thought current President Erdogan would make a clean sweep for re-election. Others thought the crumbling economy and earthquake controversies meant Turkey was primed for new leadership. Now it's anyone's guess. Bruce Allen with FMI.
There is a bit of this uncertainty. People are left dangling in the country. And that uncertainty is having ripple effects even across the economy. Stocks and bond prices fell on Monday after the inconclusive vote. And the inflation rate is running out of hand.
Even in political uncertainty, there are Turkish Christians pointing others to Jesus, and they have a simple request.
Pray for the people in Turkey to yearn for the truth.
And another emergency surfaces in Lebanon.
It's just one more on top of seven or eight crises that are going on in that country.
Hard for Lebanon's Tom Adama.
Lebanon had snow this winter. They've had rain, but not enough to take care of the water deficit.
Lebanon's power grid barely functions, and without power, there's no water supply system. Without access to water, farmers in southern Lebanon struggle to grow food.
Specifically in the Baca Valley, irrigation is going to be limited. They might be rationing water to like 2 days a week to the farmers. That will have some impact on the yield per crop.
Hard for Lebanon offers holistic and unconditional physical aid, which builds relationships. These friendships often lead to gospel opportunities. Connect with Heart for Lebanon at missionnews.org to give a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.